Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for starting your weekend with us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo. Over in Tupelo.
What are you going to mispronounce?
No, I won't mispronounce it. I had one I already wanted to do, and then I scrolled down a little bit and I found a better one. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Coon Box.
Oh my gosh. That would be really weird.
Coon Box, also Coon Box, one word, and Coon Box. Raccoon Box.
Of course.
Is a place name in Jefferson County, Mississippi, 5.9 miles north of Fayette.
Of course, there's a Coon Box,
Mississippi. Was once a stop on the Natchez Trace. Anything happened?
They must have, like, trapped raccoons or something there, like, back in the day. Like, yeah. Let's just call it Coon Box.
There you go.
Because there is a...
One 1904 history of Jefferson County described Coon Box as a suburb of Shankstown.
Of what? Course. You know what's interesting? How many...
I want to go there.
It's so interesting to me, though, like how many towns there were back in the day that don't exist anymore in Mississippi, and like some places that used to be a little more prominent.
Yeah,
I'm not saying Coon Box used to be
a thriving metropolis,
but you know, maybe if in 1904, when they were competing with the local residents from Shankstown,
yeah,
they had a Brupolo,
might have been different.
I don't know what would be a good name for Coon Box for a, what
Brew could, Box.
The Brew Box.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Wherever you are in our
you
great state.
You never know what kind of nugget you're going to get here.
You don't.
On this show.
You really don't.
And it's always going to be incorporated with Strange Brew Coffee.
StrangeBrewCoffeeHouse.com. You can, wherever you are, if you're in Coon Box right now, you can get some Strange Brew Coffee delivered right to your
door. My wife made an espresso this morning from, I got Becky. An espresso machine for Christmas. And the first thing I did was I went to Strange Brew, got a gift card, and got Strange Brew's espresso. And she loves it.
Why don't you look at me?
She'll make her a little cold brew every now and then.
Look me in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
There's no X in that word.
Espresso?
Espresso.
Espresso.
That is not the word.
That's what I'm calling it. Look, here's my thing with you, Brian. You cannot.
You're a button pusher. You talked to me today.
You cannot, under any circumstance,
and
to anyone in
on
the
Earth.
World,
okay,
tell them how to pronounce things and try to bully them.
I'm not trying to bully you. I'm trying to help you.
You cannot do that.
I'm trying to help you
with as much as you mispronounce things.
Are we talking about Quanzo Martin again?
Quanzo Martin.
Okay.
Just move on.
The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef. Did y'all see that? He threw something at me. Beef is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. It'll be a great weekend for cooking out. Fire up the grill. Put some steaks out there. Everybody will be happy that you did that. But if you don't want to cook, you don't take some time off, go hit up one of our awesome steakhouses around the state. I almost stopped at one last night, driving back from Senatobia. Saw that exit for Como, and I was like,
ooh. That's a place I've never been.
Never been, and I was just like, I pulled it up on the map, and it was like 5 miles. It was like a 10-minute drive. I was just like.
You absolutely should have.
I should have, but it was pouring rain, and I was just like, I don't know.
It ain't raining inside.
I know, but I just want to get home. So yeah. I thought about it. I had it up on the GPS, but.
That's a place I've always wanted to go.
Always wanted to go there.
Never been.
We're going to go get a steak soon, so maybe we should, look into that one.
Yes.
Wherever you are in our great state, there's always a great steakhouse nearby. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. You are looking for it as well. You need new gear, you can get it at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Mother's Day coming up, Father's Day coming up. It's time to get some new stuff for mom and dad. Get it at College Corner. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town always is going to be at Restaurant Tyler. We love a trip to Restaurant Tyler here on Thunder and Lightning. We love to go grab lunch there. I think we've only ever gotten dinner there when the other one is paying for it because they lost the bet. They lost the pick'em contest.
Well, there might have been a time or two that you paid for mine or I paid for
For
yours
dinner?
For lunch.
Yeah, for lunch, yeah. But yeah, we go to lunch all the time. I don't think we've ever done dinner. I don't think it's just been like, hey, let's go get some dinner. We're going to Restaurant Tyler.
No, we have not.
Yeah.
I thought you meant we're like somebody was paying.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm talking about like when the only time we've gone to dinner is like to pay off the bets.
Okay, I got you.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I believe that's correct. I've been to Restaurant Tyler for dinner like three or four times. Mm-hmm. Probably four times. I went with you twice.
Yeah.
And friends another time. I think that's right.
If you want to have a great meal, I know where you can do it. You can go to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only where they're located, but actually how they're going to help you invest and manage your money and prepare for the future. And now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need them right away. You need somebody who knows you and your money. You need a bank that's going to provide the level of service that you can only get at Priority One Bank. A Priority One Bank, make you their priority. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to make a statement here. I say this a lot, right? When I get new information, I can change my mind. Right now, the information is that Mississippi State is not playing postseason baseball. They'll play the SEC tournament because everybody's going. That's it. And but you and I agree that if they were to somehow win this series against Auburn this weekend, the information changes and they're right back in the mix.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing is like it's not like an astronomical ask for Mississippi State to get in the postseason because they have after this weekend, say they lose the series or whatever, they're sitting there at 7-14. At that point, you need to just win all three of those series, Kentucky, Ole Miss, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri, very winnable. And you can actually lose one of those series if you just don't get swept, win one of the other two, and then sweep Missouri and get in. But the problem is, like, it just looks like a team that's going to find ways to lose. So yeah. This team could potentially get in. I think I'm kind of at the point now where the fact that they just don't have any good wins, I think they're going to have to get to 14 SEC wins to get in.
We were talking about that before because even if you sweep Missouri, those are not good wins. Those don't add anything to your resume.
Like, I thought they could get in with 13, but they continue to lose games against good teams. Alabama is your best win right now. You got two wins against Bama. That's your best wins. And then outside of that, Southern Miss.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, one game against Oklahoma.
So those
games.
You have
hardly any quad one wins. I mean, they probably have four quad one wins right now, maybe three.
If State beats Missouri three times, those will be quad three wins.
It would do. The only thing that would do for them is give them the SEC wins that they need to
right.
be
it becomes just
eligible,
that.
Pretty much.
Yeah. State, I guess, I don't know how they've lost a quad two win. So State currently has four quad one wins and one quad two win. They have
That's
five
terrible.
Quality wins. They're 5-16 against quad one, quad two this year. And again, I just want to point this out. You think about the other conferences and who they play, and Connecticut has 12 quad one, quad two wins.
Pitiful.
McNeese has four. They only have two behind Mississippi State. Troy has seven. Texas Rio Grande Valley has seven.
Ugh.
Western Kentucky has seven. Northeastern, who plays in the Coastal Athletic Conference, has 11.
Oh my
UTSA God. Has 5. Dallas Baptist has 11. Xavier has 10. Cal Poly has 8.
Okay, I think we've made our point.
I don't know if we have.
I think you have.
So, yeah, so beating Missouri does nothing for your postseason, other than, as you say, if you have 13 wins, they tend to let you in. But they really,
That's the crazy thing about this team is like they finally got that monkey off their back where they were having bad losses. They have almost no bad losses. Every single loss they have is against teams that are quad one or quad two, with exception of maybe one. I don't know.
Mississippi State, it quad three, quad four is 19-1. What's the one? South Carolina.
So that's the it's cruel. Like you finally fixed that, and now you can't beat anybody that's any good. And beating the teams that are good is what could have Mississippi State in a really good position right now, and they just can't do it. They're losing all these one or two run games, or they're losing leads and dropping games to teams. It's at the point where it's just kind of sad. It's really sad to watch.
It is.
The program being where it is right now is just embarrassing. I don't have another word for it. We've used it a lot over the last few years. There's no other way to say it. I mean, it's embarrassing for anybody that's followed this program for the last however many years of your life to see Mississippi State have this sustained period of mediocrity, which hasn't happened very often. 4 years basically where you've been mediocre to bad is awful. And that's kind of what you're looking at here the last few weeks. I don't know what ultimately what the decision's going to be from Zach Selman. I put out a couple weeks ago, I don't even know if we've talked about it on this show, about the contract that I got, and I initially had reported incorrectly. I came back and clarified after I got some more information. I read the contract wrong, but there has not been the last contract I got. There's nothing that says that Chris Lemonis had been extended, had signed another contract. His contract, the last contract extension he signed was in 2021, and he signed a 4-year contract, which is what is allowed
By state law.
through the IHL. And like everybody else, there are ways around that. Lane Kiffin has like an 8-year contract or whatever. You can get private donations, extensions. What it would be called is, I guess, an addendum or something like that. You add something onto your contract. So they added 2 more years on his contract beyond what he was already getting. So his contract is extended through the addendum or whatever to 2026, which means he has 1 more year on his contract, 800, and I forget the exact number, over $800,000 a year through that. And then obviously you have probably Bulldog Club funds that are supplying some more of his contract, and he makes another $25,000 every year of his contract. So all that to say, he's got another year on his contract. And what I would imagine if there is going to be a change after the season with Mississippi State, they're waiting until that contract rolls into the one final year. So your buyout
It's
is
just the
essentially
one year.
1 year.
Exactly. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Especially at
So
this point in the season. Like if you wanted to make a move back in the first couple of weeks of conference play when they were 1-5, 1-9, or 1-8, you could have. You could have made that move then and said, okay, we feel like this team could put together a run. We want to give them a spark. So be it. They didn't do that, and now at this point, you might as well just ride it out and just let him finish the season.
And if he doesn't go to postseason, then it is really hard to believe there's not going to be a change after the season. 3 years out of 4 missing the postseason altogether, that's really hard to survive. And even if he makes the postseason, where he would at this point sneak in, unless he goes undefeated to end the regular season, at that point, you're probably solidified as a. I mean, at that point, you'd probably be a relatively high seed, I would imagine, a 2 seed. But that's not going to happen. If he sneaks into the postseason, I think it's going to be tough too. I mean, we've seen enough of this at this point. The fan base is almost all on the same page. Even the people that were totally against a coaching change the fan base is kind of at the point where they're just tired of this. When you put so many resources into a program, and like Mississippi State does, which is it doesn't happen many places. When you put that many resources into a program and you consistently have what's happening at Mississippi State, whether it be from a result standpoint, from wins and losses, or just the play on the field, that's just not sustainable from a morale standpoint.
Right.
And eventually, it's going to hurt your bottom line.
And you
I mean,
can't have a stadium like State has and just walk away from baseball. Like
yeah.
if you had like a stadium that held like, 4,000 people, you'd be like, you know what? I don't really care if there's only 1,000 people there. I don't care. But if you only have 1,000 people at a stadium that holds 15, 16,000, that is an awful, awful eyesore. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You spent too much money at this point.
And I think Zach Selman understands. I don't think that Selman is a baseball guy by any means. I think that his bottom line is what makes the university money. And even though state fans love baseball with a passion that's undeniable, you can't deny the fact that it doesn't make the university money. It's something that's popular here. It's something that everybody loves. You have more people coming to games than anywhere else, but you're not bringing in money to the university. Football makes you money, and basketball makes you money. There's no TV rights and all that that's coming in from baseball. And with the money that they're still paying back to that built the stadium, they're ultimately losing money in baseball. Now it benefits you in other ways. The tourism, the town, it's good for the city, but for the university itself and the athletic department, it's just not making you money. But I think that Zach Selman understands the fact that it is important to Mississippi State fans. And I just can't imagine him just kind of turning it loose and just letting it fall to pieces. I refuse to believe that that's going to be the case. So, to me, I feel like the way the direction this thing's going, if it doesn't get turned around in a major way at the end of the season, then we could be talking about a new coach at Mississippi State if it continues to head down this direction. Now, I don't know. I haven't talked to Zach on the record or off the record about this to know what direction he's going, and I don't expect him to tell me.
No.
I would never expect him to give me that idea. He keeps things pretty close to the vest, and all that. So I don't know what direction he's going to go here. But the fact that this fan base is so vocal about this and is kind of fed up leads me to believe that it's going to be something that it might be like force your hand kind of stuff.
I
And
think,
that's what you're facing here in the last 3 weeks. I mean, he's coaching for his job.
and I think we have to take into account. You said, if it continues to go this way, it could go the way of them getting into the regional.
Yeah.
I still don't think that's enough. In my opinion, it
Might not
should
be.
not be enough. Now, if he makes a super regional, if he gets to go to a regional and pulls it together, and they go to the super regional, whether you like it or not, he's gonna be back.
Yeah.
There's no question, he's gonna be back at super regional.
And honestly, he should be.
Yeah, at that point, he's gotten to a super regional.
Yeah, if he goes to Super Regional, that's back-to-back seasons where you're not only in postseason, but you actually would have had a better outcome this year than you did last year. That's regardless of the regular season, that's progress. And so, yeah, that would ultimately he'd be pretty safe, I think.
Yeah, but just making a re going to a regional that somebody else is hosting and losing in that regional. That's not that's for a 4-year time frame since you won a national title, that's not good enough. And so we'll I just don't
And he's been given ample time to turn this around. This is
yeah.
an entire cycle. This is a
Like if we didn't
four
have the
years.
portal, this would be his the freshmen he recruited after the national title would be seniors.
And the fact that he does have the portal where he could easily turn it around,
Yeah.
and he
Problem.
hasn't, that is an issue.
Yeah. So
I mean, you've been given 4 years at this point to fix it, and it hasn't gotten fixed. It got fixed for 1 year.
did it really get fixed?
No. I mean, it didn't get fixed because they turned right back around and there
They put
had.
some duct tape on it and they were able
Yeah.
to at least drive the car.
Well, I thought that they had players not as impactful as 2019 and 2021, but with the same kind of mindset of going out there and just finding a way to win. You look at Cal Steven, like fierce competitor. He was kind of soft spoken, things like that, but that dude's a fierce competitor. And you had guys like that on your roster last year. David Mershon was a stud. You just don't have those personalities on this team year to year. And when he doesn't have those personalities, he tends to struggle. We saw that in 2022 and 2023, and here we are again.
Here we are again. This is painful to think about.
It's
What?
painful, but like it's like an everyday thing right now
It
at
is.
Mississippi
It
State. Like
is.
I don't know. I mean, everything, just about every big sport, you're sitting here having conversations about things like this.
Yeah. All right. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food, and the Older Brother, the home of the fancy sandwich. Two of the best restaurants, not just in Starkville, but in the entire SEC. If you're coming to town and you call me up and you're saying, "Hey, where should I go eat?" Always going to give you Two Brothers and the Older Brother. Two great places right next door to each other. We'll be there soon. You should be too. Next time you're in Starkville, head over to the Cotton District for a meal at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years. When you need
Brother.
that finger was right there. Who is it? Ah, that is a long phalange. Look at that thing. Look at that.
ET phone home.
I know, man. I heard an analogy today that I can't say on the show, but I'm still laughing about it. I will tell you that. But the finger thing made me remind me.
Please do.
When you need a new copier or a new printer, new computers, new laptops, whatever it is, you need to talk to your friends at Advantage Business Systems. They'll get you taken care of with a great product, but that service is what we're talking about. That they know how to take care of you after the sale. You're going to deal with the same people that you did the sale with. It's not a 1-800 number. It's not a call center. It's not an out-of-state technician. It's right here in Mississippi. A lot of times they can solve your problem the same day because you're just a short drive away. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Next time you're in Starkville, you need to be at Maroon & Co. If you're going to be coming to a game here and you need to get some new gear, Maroon & Co. is the place to do it. They have the biggest and best selection in all of Starkville, all of the Golden Triangle. Whatever you're looking for with the M over S, the interlocking, the state script, it's there at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off your order. Regular price, 15% off regular price. You can use that in store or online at marooneco.com. Next time you're here, before you go to the game, you need to go to Maroon & Co. Little basketball news just got broken. Did you see this? We got a little schedule. It's never too early. But
Never.
Mississippi State will be part of the Hall of Fame Classic. That's taking place in Kansas City, Missouri, Mississippi State, Kansas State, Nebraska, and that is New Mexico. So obviously, a program Chris Jans would have some familiarity with. Nebraska, we know who will be there.
Yes.
He will be there.
Mr. Farama.
He will be there. And then Kansas State, that's a state has a guy. Didn't somebody transfer to
Sure,
Achora just
sure.
came from Kansas State. So there you go. So you got that. Also, State announced today that the Mississippi State Memphis game, the rematch from last year's game, will be at the Hump on Saturday, December 20th. I will pass that information along to my wife Jennifer, because that will be off the schedule as far as potential
Cannot
Christmas parties,
have a
unless it's
Christmas
like an
party.
11 a.m. tip. Because this year in Memphis, we tipped
11
early,
a.m.
so we could do it then. We could do it then. So, but we'll have to keep an eye on that.
Who is other than New Mexico State?
New
New
Mexico.
Mexico.
Yeah. So Jans was at New Mexico State.
They have to, those people have to be more annoyed than Mississippi State and Ole Miss people whenever Mississippi State and Ole
The
Miss get mixed
SEC
up.
screwed that up, by the way. I don't know if you saw that. Somebody sent me a graphic from the Governor's Cup from the SEC's website. They had state winning the game and with Ole Miss's record. I was
Well, in
like,
the,
take it.
and well, also in the Governor's Cup broadcast, and they have
The
something.
Mississippi, like MSU State or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
Also,
know.
can somebody please, when we do these broadcasts, can we please get word to these people to put the M over S as the logo?
I don't know what
It
they're
can't
doing.
be that
I don't
difficult.
know what they're doing, man.
We've seen the state script. We've seen the banner.
We're gonna
Like
see if that we're gonna see that not even the walking bully, the old one with
the
the
humble
flag.
bully.
But yeah, no, not even that one. The one that's got like the flag, got the pennant.
I kind of like that one.
Yeah, but I mean that's what we're gonna see next before we see this.
What I want to see is the swinging bully.
Oh
That's with the
yeah.
bat.
Yeah, Diamond Dogs, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't not against that.
So this is
So
that. This is in this is a Hall of Fame Classics in Kansas City, Missouri.
yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And that is November the 20th and 21st. So that's the week before the Egg Bowl. So that's not Thanksgiving week. Let's see here. My calendar up here. So that's Thursday and Friday. That's before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the 27th, right?
I don't know.
Gotta be. It is. So yeah. So that's the Thanksgiving is the 27th. Egg Bowl's. Well, they haven't announced that yet, right?
They have not.
It's gotta be.
Memphis and State's going to be a fun one
That'll be fun.
at the Hump. That'll
So,
probably be the
what's
one of the more anticipated non-conference games they've had there in a while.
so one thing we want to do today, tonight, is the NFL draft. And normally,
Let's preview Mississippi State players going in the draft tonight.
all right, we'll talk to you guys later. That's what my point is. Like, normally we would have that. So let's make that the sign this week. We haven't done that this week. The sign is brought to you by our friends over at Pip Printing and Signs. When you are a business and if you need printing, and that's like saying you need lights and you need air conditioning in your business. If you don't have printing, you don't have a business. You need to talk to our friends over at Pip Printing and Sign. Let them put together a plan for you that's going to help you get the message of your business out to all of those potential customers and to keep customers and drive that repeat business. That's the lifeblood of any business in this state and anywhere in America. Call our friend Cam Baker today at 601-499-5216. He'll get everything taken care of for you. If you're a Mississippi State fan, you can make that donation. I don't know if he's switched over yet. I need to ask him about that. If he's made the switch from a Bulldog Initiative to State Excellence, I don't know what they're doing there. But whatever it is, he's willing to help you guys out. When you need printing, call Pip today. That's the sign, though, right? Is that we're going to go through an NFL draft and not a single Mississippi State player is going to hear his name called. Including one guy who left early, Stone Blanton. Still don't know the answer for why on that.
Yeah, because hard to imagine him getting drafted.
Did you go? You didn't go to Pro Day, did you?
No, I did not. What is happening with
It's my phone. Just calm
the
down,
thank you. What's disruptive?
man. I've got phone charger issues today,
Okay.
so.
No, I don't I did not get the decision, but it's his decision. I mean, I can't really criticize the guy for making a
Well,
personal decision for himself. I just didn't understand it. I imagine NIL alone would have paid him more money than what he's a lot more money than what he's going to make.
right.
Whatever happens here,
Well, on
but
top
yeah,
of
I
that,
mean that's
though, like
his
if
decision.
he didn't want to stay at Mississippi State, that's fine. He could have transferred somewhere
Transfer.
else, anywhere, and gotten some amount of money.
Some guys just don't like school. I
I
don't know.
guess he didn't come to
Maybe.
play school.
No, I didn't like school.
Yeah.
So if I was any good at sports, maybe I would have done the same thing. I am
What a.
declaring for the NBA draft.
I think NBA is much better suited for you than NFL, to be honest with
Oh
you.
no, it's not.
You got height. Got some height.
I might could like figure out holding or something. Like,
Well, it's against the rules, you know.
could I get like a can I get a practice squad as a holder?
Oh, you're talking about like as a holder.
Yes.
Okay, that maybe you could do that.
I going to the NBA,
The
I
problem with
that
that
is.
is if they do want to run a fake, you got to be able to throw the football.
Well, I could do that. I
Okay.
could dump it off.
Yeah.
Get a slip around with a tight end or something.
I'm just going to run him underneath the coverage there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah,
It's something that.
this is very telling. I mean, and I'm not giving Jeff Lebby a full pass,
Right.
but I think at this point it's pretty clear he inherited a bad roster. The roster was really bad. And you know, some of that it was on
So,
him. Go get some guys in the portal. But I mean, he came in after the season, and you're already behind because, as you know, I mean, there's work going into the portal before the season even ends. You know, again, I'm not taking up for the guy. I'm just telling you, the talent on last year's team was bad, really bad. The worst we've seen at State in a long time,
yeah.
and we've seen it in the form of the combine, which everybody gets somebody invited to come to the combine. Mississippi State had zero people.
Yeah.
Everybody gets teams,
Just
gets players there.
let's do this. So you're talking about 4 years ago, class of 21, right? Here's who State signed. John Lewis. I
In the
mean,
portal
he's
for a
in the
second
portal
time
for
in
a
the
second
last 2 months.
time. I mean, fair to say he's a bust. Deontay Anderson is still here. Sawyer Robertson is at Baylor. He might get drafted next year.
He could.
Ketravion Hargrove, remember him?
Yeah, I do remember him, yeah.
I have no idea where he is. Teddy Knox, no clue.
SMU,
Yeah,
did he
Jacoby
transfer?
Moore is out of football, I believe, or he's not playing at a high level.
He was going to be the next big thing at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
He went to EMCC, I think.
Yeah.
He might
Antonio
still be
Harmon
hanging
is at
around.
Marshall right now, I believe. Simeon Price, did he ever get out of the portal?
He might have found a spot. I
Yeah.
don't.
Nick Mitchell's still here. Ra-Ra Thomas could have been in the NFL.
Where did he go?
Is he at South Alabama?
Let's see.
Give it a look.
Let's see here. Rah rah.
I know he went somewhere. Maybe is it Troy?
Troy. I
Is that
think
where he
that's
is? Yeah,
correct.
he's at Troy. Yeah. All right. So there's Ra-Ra Thomas. Cannon Boone. He had to retire from football, right?
No, he's still here.
He's still here? Who am I thinking of?
Jackson LaHue, maybe?
No, I'm thinking of Lucas Taylor. Who I'm thinking of.
Did he retire?
Yeah, I believe
Or,
so.
okay.
Ty Cooper. He just got back in the portal.
Yep. Spent the
Tymar
spring at
Rogers.
Tulane.
No idea.
Did he even get here?
Gabe Cavazos.
He quit and
He
then he went
quit.
to Southern Miss. I think he was on Southern Miss's starting offensive line last year.
Deshaun Page actually ran out of eligibility. That's the first one, right?
He actually
He
played.
played here,
He was
yeah.
decent.
Jay Hampton went to Southern. Corey Ellington finished up his eligibility.
Was decent.
Yeah. Daniel Greek, transfer. Travon Marshall, never did anything here. Albert Reese, still here. Carson Williams, didn't do anything here. Nick Jones
He
was a
actually
two-year starter.
transferred.
Good player. William Hardrick, did nothing. So that's the clue. These are the people you signed. You want to know why this team went 2-10 last year? How many of those guys made any kind of positive contribution to Mississippi
I
State?
think I counted five.
Of the guys you could say made a positive contribution, I mean, I'm stretching to say Deontay Anderson.
Yeah.
I'm stretching to do that, right?
Big
So
stretch.
him, I would not say Antonio Harmon. Nick Mitchell is a starter.
Okay.
Okay. Ra-Ra Thomas gave you 2 years, but he wasn't on last year's team. So
So do we count him or not? I mean,
we can't, because my statement is, why were they 2-10 last year? Well, this
he
guy
went
that they
here.
signed wasn't here. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, no good there. Deshaun Page wasn't here last year, but you can't count against him because he ran out of eligibility. He was a decent player while he was here. Corey Ellington played last year.
Started
Yeah. So is that three?
four.
Four. Albert Reese, starter. Nick Jones, starter, but didn't play last year, but he was out of eligibility. So five.
Six.
Five, six guys out of the 23 that you signed.
And I imagine that's probably like fairly common.
Got me curious what about the next year.
But state that's fairly common in college football now, but state didn't replace those players with better players
Right.
or equal players.
Let's just do the next year just for the hell of it. Ready? Highest rated guy in the class was Marquez Dortch. Nothing. Trevion Williams,
He went to Akron.
I think, yeah. Trevion Williams
Yeah.
is still here. He's a starter. Xavion Thomas, not here. Wasn't here last year. So, I mean, that's part of why you weren't good last year. Percy Lewis, wasn't here last year. Avery Sledge, no. DeCarlos Nicholson, wasn't here last year. Braden Locke, no. Lucas Taylor, mentioned him. JaVale Gilmore, no. Khalid Moore, no. Jackson LaHue, played, right?
No.
I mean, no. All right. Audavian Collins, not here. Jacarius Clayton, not here. Dontari Russell didn't do anything last year. Calvin Dinkins got hurt day one. Janoris Hobson, not here. Wesley Miller, not here. Trent Singleton, not here, right? Not here.
Not here.
Caden Pope, not here. Jackson Cannon, not here. Some guy named Dakota Jordan, but I don't know what happened with him. And then your transfer class, Jordan Morant, Hunter Washington at least played. Georgopoulos was gone by then. Stephen Lasoya didn't play last year. Could have. He was at Vanderbilt. Massimo Biscardi, missed that guy, but not him.
Massimo.
Justin Robinson was gone last year. Still had eligibility. Jordan Mosley was here, didn't dare do much. Jackie Matthews was out of eligibility. Can't say anything about him.
Was solid.
Marcus Banks out of eligibility. So here's state signed
You had
20.
five from that class that has done anything, and one of those
I mean,
guys
Xavion
hasn't even done
Thomas
anything.
wasn't here last year. So of guys who could have helped last year, how many
Like
guys are
two.
Trevion Williams?
Calvin Dinkins was on the team, but
I
hurt.
mean, he got hurt. I can't. One guy out of 20, and you wonder why you're 2-10? And then of your transfers who, I mean, Lasoya was actually pretty good for Vandy last year. State could
There.
have used him.
That would have been
You
nice.
know? So, gosh. I mean, you
Would have
wonder
been
why
nice.
you're 2-10? Yeah. You want to do one more? You want to just keep it going?
No,
Nope, we're
I
going to do
don't.
it. Now you've talked me into it. 2023 is what we'll do. So these guys, this is the guys that should be your like redshirt freshmen and true sophomores, right? Creed Whittemore was your highest rated guy.
Yikes.
Isaac Smith, can't complain. Ty
Thank
Jones,
God for Isaac Smith.
Ty Jones left football, never played a down for Mississippi State. Had some family issues. Last year with Bryce Pollock, he played for you.
You got to count it,
Got
I
to count him.
guess.
Jonathan Davis. Remember what a big deal it was to get him
Oh,
late?
yeah.
Did nothing. Justin Brown. No. Chris Parson. No. Seth Davis. Injured all last year. Probably will never play football for you again. Leon Bell. No. Kelly Jones. There's the guy who started. Zay Alexander. No. Eric Taylor. No. Tobias Hinton. No. Nakai Poole. No. Jalen Aborum. No. Caleb Bryant. No. Gabe Moore. No. Amari Smith. No. Jeff Pittman. No. Kicked off the team. Luke Evans. No. Jaden Hobson. No. Malik Ellis. Played some, I guess. A little bit, but not
Not
much.
really. Not last year. You redshirted.
Yeah. Joseph Head plays. At least plays. Jacoby Belazar. No. Will James. No. Zachary Tillman. There's a guy who's played. Kalen Crimmins, no. Your transfers. I don't even remember Jamari Brown. Who? For Purdue? As a DB? I remember he came in late.
Oh, yeah.
So,
He
but
didn't play.
no.
He
No.
never played.
Yeah. Sadio Traore played. He's a contributor. Kevon Lee was contributing before he got hurt. Jaquarius Spivey, we all know the story there. Rylan Goedy, well, he was already gone, but my God. Freddie Roberson, I mean, didn't really do it. It wasn't on last year's team, so. But only had 1 year left. Mike Wright, I mean, we all know. Jacoby Albert was on the roster last year, but did nothing. So don't count him. Bar Mira, kicker, contributed. Chris Keys, no. Kamari Rogers, no. Radar Jones, no. So you signed 12 transfers and 27 high school kids, high school JUCO kids, and you got five guys that contributed.
Evaluations were bad.
Guys,
I mean,
this is why. This is why.
that
When people, it's so funny to look back, like, well, we had to hire Arnett to keep this class. This is who you kept.
that's why after that, my whole opinion on like saving the class, saving whatever changed.
Oh, big news, though. Hold on.
Creighton, 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 Creighton. Creighton, 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 Creighton,
Blake Steen has committed to Mississippi State. The offensive lineman from the University of Virginia, Hayes Fawcett, on the breaking news. That is a big, big get for the Bulldogs. They desperately needed that.
Yes, big win for Phil Loadholt.
Robbie was like, "What are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you?"
Whoa, what?
Because the way the video works, I have to stop it so that I can insert the recruiting song, and then so Robbie's like, "What's going on?" And I guess you hadn't seen yet. It just over the wire, Hayes Fawcett with the commitment tweet.
So, and I mean, here's the thing.
Loadholt's cooking.
Here, so Tex vindicated. Here's the thing. Blake Steen is not. I don't think Blake Steen is an all-conference player.
Right.
I'm not going to sit here and
But
pretend
he
that
can
this is.
help.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that this is going to take Mississippi State to bowl eligibility or something. But it's elevating your offensive line. We talked about it the other day. You have to get guys here in this portal that are, guys that have started multiple seasons in the Power Four, that have played a lot of football, that have. obviously they're going for size too. This guy's 6'5", 330. So they're trying to just elevate the roster a little bit and bring the floor up and add some depth. That's what he does. He's going to come in and compete immediately for right tackle, I imagine.
Yeah.
What this does is I think it allows – I would move Albert Reese to guard.
Yes.
I think Albert Reese is an NFL-caliber guard.
So
I would put –
God, if you could have gotten Cash Cleveland.
That would have been huge.
Yeah.
That would have been huge. But he's going to go to Texas Tech, it appears.
Yeah.
You get Cash Cleveland, then you have an SEC –
You got a decent offensive line. Yeah.
But this is really good. Every guy that they add here – that's left on their board, which I could see them taking three or four guys, is only going to make this line better, I think.
Agreed.
So,
there you go. A little recruiting news to finish off.
Hopefully
we found some positive news here at the end.
Here's what we do on this show. We push the buttons. We push all the buttons. We push
the
buttons of wives that are – at home that are ready to slap their husband across the head for listening to this podcast.
Yes.
We push their buttons.
Yeah.
We push the buttons of the athletic department.
Yeah.
And we push the buttons of recruiting.
We pull the strings. We're like the puppeteer.
As we say, this is where the power lies.
We're both wearing wrestling shirts today.
We are. I got my Daniel Bryan.
I got my Mega Powers.
I like yours better.
I like yours, though. Yours is actually... worn though, right?
Yeah, this is a famous shirt.
Yeah, Cal Niblett gave you that.
Cal Niblett wore this on Monday Night Raw. Yeah, he was called Fat Boy by Triple H.
I think my favorite part of that night I remember is Chuck Dunlap tweeting, "I think I just saw an SID on Monday Night Raw."
But you know,
it's so
Chuck
funny.
Was actually jealous.
Oh, Chuck's a big wrestling guy.
Wrestling guy.
Yeah, yeah. So
Chuck has a lot of ins with the wrestling.
He does.
Right. He gets good seats
when they come to Birmingham. Yeah.
Oh, he gets good seats when we were at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in the end zone.
Yeah.
He's sitting on the floor.
We need to reach out. Chuck's a Winston County guy.
I saw him at the SEC tournament, and I was like, hey, what do I have to do to get like some WrestleMania tickets next year or something?
Yeah.
No, he's not interested.
We'll make it. We'll talk to him. We're gonna corner him at Media Days this year and be like, hey, let me tell you something.
He just likes to tell me that he gets these tickets. Yeah. He doesn't actually want to involve me in
it. All right. Some good news to start your Friday. Hope you guys have a good one. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.